When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't really get into what people say, how they feel, because it's so much. You know what I'm saying? I know what's real and what's not real, and what's true and what's not true. So, me and Shiesty kind of came through at the same time. They was like a little bit, like as they was breaking him in 30, then I was breaking right after them. So it was just like people like put us together. Even if I die now, it don't even matter no more. Like, I already did what I was, more than what everybody expected me to do. So, if I die, I'm just gonna get bigger. You know what I'm saying? So, that makes it bigger than life or death. You gotta keep your intentions pure. Like, for my child, what kids want, that's pure energy. They don't have no motive around. You know what I'm saying? So, if you can just keep your goal the same and elevate it. You know what I'm
saying? I'm DJ Semtix. This is the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. So today's special guest is an artist, goes by the name of ESTG. You know about ESTG, he's one of the hardest coming through right now. Straight out of South, he's signed to CMG, that's Yo Gotti's label. And we're going to be talking some real soon. And I hope you checked out his album, Bigger Than Life or Death. It's fire, it's one of the best albums of the year. But we're going to get into that, we're going to get into all of that later on. But if we're talking about hottest albums of the year, there's a few right now, right? So Tyler the Creator album, definitely one of the albums of the year. The album's fire. J. Cole, The Fall Off Season, album of the year, fire. Dave, you know, We're All Alone in This Together, fire. Dope album, straight out of the UK. You need to check that if you haven't already. And as well as what the album of the year is, I need to know what is the song of the summer. Everybody's saying that it's Wizkid and Thames, the Essence joint. There was a whole drama that took place last week when the remix came out. There's a remix with Justin Bieber. Like, yo, a lot of outrage, man. Like, I get it. I understand, because, you know, with Wiz, everybody wants to see him succeed. Everybody wants to see him do it on his own terms. So when you start seeing remixes and stuff, you know, with big, massive, super pop artists, people kind of get worried, innit? They get protective of their genre, protective of their culture. And that's cool. Like, I love that passion. I think it's right. But I think the remix is all right. I don't think it's ever going to overshadow the main version. The main version is huge. It's definitely Song of the Summer right now. I don't know anything bigger. If you do, hit me up on the tweets at DJ Semtix. Hit me up on the gram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, at DJ Semtix and everything. I mean, I can't think of what could be bigger other than something that's going to appear on the forthcoming Drake album, Certified Lover Boy. That's it. That's the only thing that can stop Wizkid's reign. Like, the album's going to be crazy. It's highly anticipated. It's going to do the numbers. You know it's going to be packed with bangers. So it's either going to be Certified Lover Boy, or it could be something from Donda, Kanye West's album. That album's been put back again. It was... I'm not even going through the release dates again. You already know. But now it's coming out, allegedly, on the 22nd. Come on, man. Yo, yay, man. Come on, man. Yo, we've watched two listening parties. We know it's going to be supreme greatness. We've heard what could be the album. Because no doubt he's made changes and everything else. But come on, man. Like, the wait is too long. way too long, you know? So we got no choice though, you know what I mean? I'm hearing rumors that there's going to be a Jay-Z album this year. I'm hearing rumors about other artists dropping albums. This is going to be one of the best years for music. There's going to be a lot of contenders for album of the year. So I don't know. I don't think any of us can call it yet until like we get to like November or something, because there's still a lot of big hitters that yet to drop. And where's Kendrick? Where's K-Dot? We need a K-Dot album. Urgently. It was due last year with everything that was going on. We needed it last year. But now it's like, it's needed even more. But I don't know whether it was waiting for Drake to drop, Kanye to drop, Travis Scott to drop. That Utopia album is going to be crazy, by the way. I tried to get them Fragment Air Force Ones. It wasn't happening. I entered raffles. I didn't get anything. I didn't win nothing. It's actually degrading when they send you an email to say that you have failed at the raffle. So let me get this straight. I was about to buy a pair of kicks and you enter a raffle and you get told failure. You didn't win these. You cannot buy these shoes. It's just like a, it's another slap in the face for everyday life, man. Why have I got a raffle for shoes? What's all that about? And you resellers, you scumbags. Scumbags, man. Yo, I hate you. But let's keep it positive. It's DJ Semsex. It's the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. I'm just playing. It's the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. This week's special guest, ESTG. Yo, G, how you doing, man?
What's up?
All right. So listen, like, you know, your music's popping off. Like, you're one of the hottest in the game right now. You're doing your thing. A lot of UK people are feeling what you're doing. You got a lot of fans like out here and everything. So I just wanted to know. I just wanted to take it all the way back to the beginning. Like, what made you want to pick up a microphone? Like, how did it all start for you in terms of you rapping?
Just how it went. I just got me some equipment. Just start rapping. Ain't no drawn out thing. I know. Well, I ain't had no epiphany or nothing. I just started putting out music. People like.
All right, but you're one of the dope, like lyrically dope, bro. Like you're one of the hardest. What you do is very, very refreshing. Like lyrically, like with what you're saying, you're one of the dopest lyricists coming through. So, who inspired you? Like, who was it that you grew up listening to? Where it's like kind of influenced you, or like. Because you, bro, no one's doing it like you, killing it.
I don't know, I appreciate you, but I don't think I'm inspired. But I know you think Boosie's a lyricist, you know who Lil Boosie is?
Yeah.
If you think Boosie's a good lyricist, then yeah, I'm inspired by some great lyricists. Future, Gucci,
right?
Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Jeezy, right. If him is a good lyricist, then. Right. And yeah, I was inspired by some great lyrics.
All right.
I think it's just more just what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Just people just feel it because that's what's going on right now. I don't think it got nothing to do with nothing else. I think it's just right now music just so happened. I'm talking about what's going on for everybody right now. So.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? I want to say like, appreciate you taking the time out to do this. You at home, right?
Yeah.
That's dope. You got your family around you?
Nah, I ain't got nobody around me right now.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for taking the time out to do this. Like, first of all.
Appreciate y'all.
Louisville, Kentucky. That isn't known for rap. Like, and it's crazy that yourself and Jack Harlow, which have emerged from there recently and doing it big, like smashing up the charts. Like, how come it took so long for people like yourselves to come through?
I wasn't rapping at first. Well, I probably would have rapped a long time ago. It probably would have happened a long time ago. I think it was just waiting on me. You know what I'm saying? It was just waiting on me.
Right. And then the latest project, Bigger Than Life or Death. Like, what was the meaning behind the title?
Look, I think it's just what it is. Exactly what it said is what it is. Like, even if I die now, it don't even matter no more. Like, I already did what I was, more than what everybody expected me to do. So if I die, I'm just going to get bigger. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it bigger than life or death.
Yo, bro, I hope you don't leave us anytime soon, because what you're doing is sick. Like, you're making some dope music, man, so, you know.
I'm going to live forever regardless, so it don't even matter. It don't matter.
Let's talk about the project, the 5500 Degrees. That joint's crazy. Like, what made you want to do that, like, and put those artists on it?
It just happened, like, yeah, we was out there at the studio at the same time. And I put some on her, then Doug put some on her, then Rilo put some on her, then baby, it wasn't really planned out or nothing like that. Just listening to beats. You gotta be at the studio to make good songs. So the more time you spend in the studio, it translates into money. So that's why I be trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be getting to go all the time, but whenever I can, I be trying to go, and it be hard because it be, you know what I'm saying? A whole lot of stuff going on. But just studio, you know what I'm saying? That's how hits come and good songs come. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it ain't planned out. Like, I ain't send it to all of them or nothing like that. They was there. All
right. You got crazy features. Like, it's kind of like everything. It's like it's been ordained, or just the momentum's just been crazy. It's just like I seen you grow from the beginning of the year to where you're at now. Was that all part of the plan, or was it just like something that happened organically?
All part of the plan. It's organic, but it's a plan. It's my plan. I knew it was gonna be exactly like this. Right. It's gonna be more than this. You know, that's why I don't get excited right now, because it ain't all the way there yet.
Right.
It ain't even almost all the way there.
Right. What's it like working with Yo Gotti?
Gotti just lets you do your thing. Feel me? Just if you stand firm on what your plan is, then he, you know what I'm saying, he gonna be with you. You know what I'm saying? Whether he like it or agree with it or not, he gonna you feel me? He gonna support it. You know what I'm saying? And a whole lot of people be like that.
Right. I connected with Yo Gotti when he came to the UK. We put on his first ever show out here. It's an absolute zoo. Like, he lit up the city. And you got a big fan base out here. You got the streets. Like, I'm talking about the shutters, the guys who are, you know, doing the thing in the streets. Like, you got those guys. Like, they talk about you. They play your music. So you haven't even stepped foot in a country yet. And you're popping out here. Crazy.
Yeah, it's good. That's crazy. I didn't know it was going on over.
Yeah, like whatever you do over there, we see it over here. So it's like, you know, just in the same way that you do your thing in your hometown, like an LA picks up on it and New York picks up on it. It's the same. The UK, you look at it, it's the same thing. It's just like another state, you know, but it's another country.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little further away.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I've been playing your music on my show as well. So, it's like
they told me that they said that you support me a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to know, like, what have you learned from Yo Gotti? What have you picked up from him through working with him?
You just can't let nothing stop you. I already felt like this, but he made me realize, like, it don't never end. You know what I'm saying? Like it's always going to be something, like, but you just can't let nothing stop you. Yeah, just no matter what, no matter how much you love it, how much you hate something, how much you confused by something, you just got to stick to what you know and keep going. Like, just keep going. Just keep going. Like, it's all right. Just keep going, like, even if it ain't on, like, just keep going, like, can't let nothing can't stop you from going.
Yeah.
Because everything else works out. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girly?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
The price tag video. Crazy.
Yeah. I think that video got overlooked a little bit because it came out with the tape, and everybody was so gigging about the tape, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't even watch. They wasn't even paying attention to the video for real that came out on the same day because, you know what I'm saying, you know, the tape went crazy. It went number one like 12 hours on Apple Music, you know what I'm saying? So it was a whole lot of traffic. And I think it's good because, I mean, it shows, like, it ain't just, they don't just want to see me for some, you know what I'm saying, for a moment. Like, it's just, it's really music. I ain't no TV style, nothing like it. They ain't trying to just watch me on the video. When video is important, but the music, you know what I'm saying, the beats of the video, that's good. It really gonna be happening. Like, it. Usually people would rather watch the video or watch the video more. They chose my whole body of work, so it was good.
Yeah, it's dope.
And it didn't take away from the audience that it was supposed to cater to. Like, the audience that it was supposed to cater to, they still appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just the rest of my core fan base, they really want to hear what I'm talking about. They got to hear what they wanted to hear. And then the people who that was catered towards, they got to have that moment, you know what I'm saying? So it's good for both worlds.
Yo, your project's dope, man. Like, when you listen to it, there's like a momentum to it. It's like the energy and you know, what you visualize just gets more and more intense as it goes on. It's like, you know, and I'm in London, I'm in the UK, and some of the stuff that you're saying on there, like, bro, you really bring to life what's going on the streets out there. Like, is it... You know, how did you manage to maintain and not get caught up? Like, because it just sounds, you know, trife, like, what's happening?
I'm just a rapper. I don't know. I'm just a rapper. I'm just, I don't know. See, I don't know. That's a, I don't know. That was a good question. I don't know. I'm a rapper. I'm just rapping. Like, I don't really know. I don't know.
All right. I don't know. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just a rapper.
How does it feel to have a loyal fan base? Like, yo, you give them what they want. I hear it from people over here. I see it in the comments. Like, your fans are like, they're mad loyal and supportive, and they see you grow. It gives them life. It motivates them. Like, you don't see that much. It's like some people just like a track and tap in and tap out, but people really, really want to see you win, especially your own audience. Like, how's that feel?
I don't know, because I don't really get into what people say, how they feel, because it's so much. You know what I'm saying? I know what's real and what's not real and what's true and what's not true. So, like, I feel like you can't just lean on to the people, you know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes they're going to be feeling you, sometimes they ain't. And so it ain't that I'm not paying attention to it. I don't get too high, too low. So the same reaction I give when everybody's feeling me and on my side, that's the same reaction I'm going to give when everybody against me, not on my side. And I feel like give me more power, because you don't know what's up with me, and I like it like that. Like, you can think whatever you want. What you think don't affect nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't affect nothing about what I'm doing. I know what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? I know who I am. I know what I'm supposed to do, what I'm supposed to be doing. So I just focus on being able to do what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Period. Everything else You know what I'm saying? Or it's whatever. Like, but the main thing, I got to keep the main thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. I hear that. Yo, how did you and Pooh Shiesty connect?
Just moving around. Me and Shiesty kind of came through at the same time. They was like a little bit, like as they was breaking him in 30, then I was breaking right after them. So it was just like people like put us together. And Memphis and Louisville ain't that far from each other. So it's like, I'm saying they tried groups. Shiesty, that's my man though. You feel me? Free Shiesty. Mm. Can't wait till you get out of jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that. And then I saw online that you got invited to the studio with Jay-Z. Is that a thing?
Nah, he was trying to take me to the Super Bowl, not the studio. Okay. Yeah, Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. You a fan of Jay-Z lyrically?
Yeah, I like Jay-Z. His whole story, I think, is deeper than music. I think he's a great man. You feel me? That's what I'm trying to be, a great man. I don't want to just be no great rapper. Like, I'm more than that. I feel like I'm smarter than that. I feel like people like us, like niggas from the streets, you feel me? I'm from whatever type of, you know what I'm saying, advert situations. It be different because it ain't just that I'm a great rapper. I just can think, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't critical thinkers, you know what I'm saying? So think, you know what I'm saying? And once I realized I ain't know everybody, see, I overestimate a lot of people, like, I give people more credit than they might need, you feel me? As a just meeting a regular person. But a lot of people ain't great thinkers, and Jay-Z's a great thinker. And I think he realized the same stuff that I realized. Like, everybody's not, you know what I'm saying, just locked in and motivated, and you feel me? So if you can make somebody feel motivated or make somebody feel like they getting locked in, you know what I'm saying, that's a lot of what people want. A lot of people just want to feel like they're a part. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Jay-Z realized that just like I realized it, so he was able to create a whole lot of things for people to be a part of, and that's what I'm trying to do. Like, you don't got to, like, he got the sports shit connected to his music, shit connected to his festivals, connected, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got a whole lot of liquor, clothes. Like, you don't have to just like music to like Jay-Z. You can like sports and you like Jay-Z because he's a team owner. He got clients in the NBA. You can be a wine enthusiast or a tequila or something, you know what I'm saying? You could like liquor. He got branding and, you know what I'm saying? So you can like him for a whole bunch of different reasons. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I think you got it in the bag because you got the vision. That's like just, it's half the battle, you know?
Yes, 50% of a lot of people don't even know what they want. Sure.
What advice would you give to people coming up right now? Because it's been crazy. We've had the pandemic and everything. There's people on the streets worldwide. There's people in situations worldwide. But your music...
Keep going. If you got your plan, you know what you want, it's going to be like a lot of stuff that tries to make you forget what you originally want. But like, you got to keep your intentions pure. Like, for my child, what kids want is pure energy. They don't have no motive around, you know what I'm saying? So if you can just keep your goal the same and elevate it, you know what I'm saying? Then you'll be whatever you want to be, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody stop you. If you're going to stop something, let it be because you want to stop it, not because nobody making you or trying to convince you. Know what you know and stand on what you know and let your actions match it, you know what I'm saying? And people respect it, you know what I'm saying? Or they'll move out the way. But keep going, though.
How does it feel to be a role model?
Only thing about it like that, I'm just trying to be, you feel me, be what I, you know what I'm saying, I'm just trying to do what I set out to do. Like, people were inspired by it, then, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad, because your role model, they got to take the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to take no bad things from me. You feel me? Just take the good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't want nobody to judge me for nothing I say or I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing what I'm thinking I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But in my heart, it's what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. So just respect that. I ain't trying to get in nobody else's business. I judge nobody else for what they got going on. So I want the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be hypocritical to know nobody. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm telling you something, it's because it's from experience and because I know you can do it. You know what I'm saying? So they got to respect it.
All right. You've put out, like, you know, several mixtapes, and then it feels like there's a turning point, though, like, you know, from, you know, the beginning of the year where it just went off. Like, for you, what was the main turning point recently where it's like you saw the momentum just increase in what you were doing? What would you say was, like, a catalyst for that?
I don't even know. Like, it was a bunch of moments. Like, when God, he posted me on his page, you know what I'm saying, that got everybody's attention. And then they seen what I had going on, and they seen that it was 100. So everybody was fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? That was a moment. It's a whole lot of stuff. Just, you know what I'm saying, I went on Jimmy Kimmel at the beginning of the year. And me and Baby dropped biggest song. I think it just went platinum, real as you get. You know what I'm saying? All that was stuff. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was going to be that. I just had to keep on having stuff pre-planned. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas, well, and everybody else was in January. I was in May. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, everybody's in August. I'm in 2022. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always trying to just be ahead of the curve so that when it roll out, it look cute for y'all think it's, you know what I'm saying? But that'd be hard work. If somebody who's not in it won't understand, but, you know what I'm saying? Just got to keep on doing what's working. Been working, so I ain't going to change it. I don't care what nobody say.
Right. Yo, Real As It Gets, the joint with you and Lil Baby is a banger. Like, did you guys work in the studio together on that, or was it like a online thing?
I was in the studio. He just had it. I feel like that was like his test for me or something. You know what I'm saying? That was like when me and Baby was really, you know, staying, starting to just kick it on some 101 stuff. So it wasn't no, he already had it ready, like, get on this. You feel me? And I feel like it wasn't even my type of, like, it was, the beat wasn't my type of beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was fast. Like, it was, but I feel like I can do anything, you feel me? But I just had to show everybody else, you feel me? And then I think after that, he had the confidence in me, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, you know what I'm saying? Now it is what it is. He was right, everybody's right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope. And then, like, you guys are both, I got asked this. I don't know when I'm going to see you again. I don't know when we're going to connect. Like, I don't know when you're coming to the UK, but that's why I got to ask you all these questions. So it's like, I got my chance to do this. So I'm doing it right now. So, but you guys, you know, when it comes to writing, were you guys writing together, or is there anything do you rate about how he writes his lyrics?
No, baby going there and just do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll come up with, you know what I'm saying? He just come up with it, just go in there and do it. You know what I'm saying? I think now, like, he's just starting to write more, I think, just because he liked the way, like, I don't know, it's, you know, when you just be around somebody and they do something some way, and you know what I'm saying, and we partner, so he see how it worked for me, you feel me? He's like, man, maybe I could try to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just switching up. He been in it so long, so. He the master doing the way he do it, so, you know what I'm saying? He's just switching it up, giving him some different, you know what I'm saying? He probably writing his stuff a little bit more now. I think he might have said that, you know what I'm saying? And I write all my stuff, and I write it fast. A lot of people be thinking that slow you down, but I write all my shit in, like, 15 minutes. And everybody who's been there with me, I can attest to that. 10, 15 minutes. Oh, if I'm feeling the beat that much, I might not write. I might can just go in there. I might can write 2-3 lines in my phone and then go in there and do it. You know what I'm saying? Just to get me started. Mm. But.
What's a typical SG session like? Like, for you to be in the zone to write, like, what do you need in the studio? Like, what's the environment got to be like?
It really don't matter. I can do it sitting on the top of a roof in Africa, 140 degrees. I can do it in Antarctica, in an igloo. It don't matter what the environment or what's going on. I can, you know. I don't need 12 pieces of candy, 2 bags of chips, a sandwich, a bottle of water, a cigarette. I don't need all that. Oh, I can't do it. I just, when it's on, it's on. You know what I'm saying?
It's dope. It's dope.
I think a lot of my older stuff, I was more alone because I was, you know what I'm saying, the situations I was in. Like, I was on house arrest at first, and then I used to go to the studio, like, every day when I could. But I used to be, you know what I'm saying, by myself, like all my problems to leave out eventually. So I think for my next tape, I'm going to start being moved back alone again. Just so, you know what I'm saying, everybody ain't clocking me. Because I think now people just like to watch me just to see how I do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm going to start being back alone again just so they can be wondering again. You know what I'm saying?
It's dope. It's dope. It's crazy. What was the turning point where you were like, this rap shit's for me. I got this. I can do it. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who, they rap. They could be the best rapper in the world, but they don't, like, because it doesn't happen immediately for them. They give up or things get in the way and they're just not able to do it. It's just how the cards were dealt. But for you, what was the point where it was like, this is some God-given, meant-to-be shit. This is me. I'm in this. I'm meant to do this. What was the point?
I don't know if I got to that point yet. I don't know if I got there yet. Shit, I feel like it's meant to be a God. I don't know if I got there. Maybe I don't think about it enough. I be trying to feel it, though. I be trying to. You know what I'm saying? But it just don't go like it.
That's crazy. So I say that's crazy because Bigger Than Life or Death, bro, it's excellence. It's an amazing body of work. So for me, I'm like, you're doing it or you've done it, you know?
I don't think so. Not yet. Maybe next one, though.
It's DJ Semsex. It's the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. I want to give a big shout out to ESTG for taking the time out to do that. That episode nearly didn't happen. Like, everything that could have gone wrong was going wrong. Technical difficulties, it was beyond that. But we got there in the end. Really appreciate ESTG and his team for taking the time out, being so patient as well. We got there in the end, and it's a dope episode. I'm not going to lie. I look at him differently after that because I've heard his music, obviously. I've been playing his music on my radio show, but I didn't realize he had so much depth. He's got a lot to say. He stands for a lot. I think he's gonna be a very important artist moving forward. You know, he's gonna be one of the great ones. He's on his path to doing it. So yeah, that was dope. Make sure you check out some of the previous episodes as well of the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. Yo, I covered a whole spectrum of hip hop. Everything from new artists like, you know, Blast, Murray, Lato, to the established artists, the classic artists like Chuck D from Public Enemy, Busta Rhymes, French Montana. I take it worldwide. You know, I've recently caught up with Ice Prince, Ladipo, Masked Wolf. And we got the guys who were just like, you know, making moves like Pusha T, AJ Tracy. We caught up with Pop Smoke before he passed away as well. And yeah, we're doing great things. We're just building, going from strength to strength. So make sure you check us out every Monday. Listen and subscribe. Anybody you want to hear on the podcast, let me know. On the socials, at DJ Semtex on everything. I gotta give a big shout to GRM. Like, you know, GRM, if you're not aware, that's one of the most significant video channels. And they held a gala last week in the UK. It's crazy. Like, it was the first time here in the UK we've all been out together. It was like a reunion. It was dope. A lot of great artists in the building. Everybody was calm. Everybody was showing love. Everybody was like, you know, just happy to see each other, celebrating, being back outside. And I got to give a big shout out to AJ Tracy. Shout out to Stormzy. Shout out to my guy, Akala. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Me and Akala got it, you know. Now, when it comes to these events, normally I just turn up wearing a hoodie top or something, or just like, you know, looking how I look, right? So I thought, okay, it's a gala. I'm going to make the effort. Actually wore a tie. I wear a tie at funerals and weddings. It's the only time you ever see me wearing a tie, right? So I wear a tie. So, you know, it's at the V&A, you know, it's a gala, got to make the effort. So, I get some shots taken. They go on the gram. And people, yo, they were gunning me, man. They were like, oh, look, who's that security there? Yo, they're trying to say I'm a security guard. I can't win. Like, yo, I do the Brit Awards. People are like, oh, you should be wearing a suit or whatever. I go to the gala, I'm wearing a tie. They're like, they're saying I look like security. Really? Thanks. Really? It's like that. Okay. So, never again, yeah? Never. Never. Strictly hoodies, jeans, and Yeezys. Anytime there's a big event, anytime there's a big show like that. I'm not playing, man. Yo, these people in the comments. Shout out to Made You Think. Shout out to Officially Urban. And shout out to every Instagram account that shows us love. Everyone who keeps, you know, putting out our content and our videos and everything else. It's all appreciated. We're going to be back next Monday right here on the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast.